You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this very first day of August 2016, a Monday afternoon. We're joined from Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois, by meteorologist Mark Russo. Thanks, Mark, for being with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure, Todd.
Let's start not here in the United States, but overseas. I'd like to start in China and talk about the wet weather that they've had this year. How big of an event was this on a long-term scale? And I'm thinking when we think back to 1993 here in the United States and the growing regions, it was a 500-year event. Their flooding and rainfall was pretty impressive. Where does it stand?
Well, it's tough to specifically quantify this type of event here because it's actually been a series of events which started back in June in some areas and continued into July. Most of the heavier rainfall was down in the Yangtze River Basin. That's their far southern part of their corn and soybean acreage. That occurred back in June. And then in July, especially the first half of July, is where the northern part of their corn and bean belt began to get hit. That's the Yellow River Basin, or what we call the North China Plain. Now, with their geography, part of the reason that they had these flooding issues is just because of the geography, because of the quick elevation change where you have your main corn and soybean areas, but then that quickly goes into the mountainous areas, and you had this feed of tropical moisture right into those areas. So it certainly has been very unusual, and it's been numerous years. You have to go back at least the last similar year in China, as this year from a rainfall and flooding standpoint, was 1998, which was also this transition going from El Nino to La Nina. So that's actually not a coincidence that they're having these heavy rains and flooding what occurred this year. I would say, again, this is just without quantifying it, but not as big of at least coverage to what happened in 1993 here in the Midwest, but nonetheless, it's still very significant and impacted a percentage of their cropland. The debate is, what is that exact percentage?
We may never know, but I suppose we'll get some guesses from China eventually. Come back here to the United States. What does the forecast look like for the Midwest?
Well, specifically in the Midwest, our forecast for the next couple of weeks calls for a warmer temperature bias, but nothing that extreme here coming up. The hottest days upcoming over the next 2 weeks actually look to be here in the short term. It's the next 5 days or now through Friday. From a precip standpoint, we're going to continue to have opportunities for rain. The pattern doesn't look as active such as what we've seen the past couple of weeks, but nonetheless, there will be opportunities for rain as this ridge of high pressure, and albeit a weak ridge of high pressure, ridge shifts back and forth west to east across the western and the central U.S. So as long as it continues to move, that's going to open the door for these rainfall opportunities. And overall, we expect a majority coverage of rainfall, of significant rainfall over the next couple of weeks across the main corn and soybean belt.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark, for being with us today.
You're welcome, Todd.
That's Mark Russo with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois, and helps us wrap up this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report.